This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. 35 school districts in the state missed at least one financial benchmark in their audits over the past 3 years. That's a sign that the districts might have trouble covering all their costs in the future. 7 El Paso County districts are on the list, along with metro area districts in Adams and Arapahoe counties and one in Pitkin County. More than 100 Colorado positions in the U.S. Department of the Interior could soon be cut. CPR's Caitlin Kim has details.
In court filings, the department laid out where it would cut roughly 2,000 jobs across the country. Colorado would lose about 200 positions. It includes laying off 87 people who work at the Bureau of Land Management's Operations Center in Denver and cutting 39 jobs, more than half of the staff at the U.S. Geological Survey's Fort Collins Science Center. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse called the layoffs shameful and politically motivated attacks on workers at land management agencies. A court has temporarily halted the layoffs, which were issued during the federal government shutdown. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The state will soon warn hundreds of thousands of Coloradans that their health insurance costs could spike. Those on the state's health care exchange are expected to get those letters about the cost increase. That's because the majority Republicans in Congress haven't extended Affordable Care Act tax credits that help those Coloradans afford it. Here's State Insurance Commissioner Mike Conway.
You're going to hear families that are making the choice between paying their mortgage or keeping their access to health care.
The fight over health insurance is at the heart of the ongoing federal government shutdown. Sunny across the Front Range and Palmer Divide this afternoon with temps in the upper 60s. In Vail, sunny and 59 degrees. And in Grand Junction, sunny and 66. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.